strange things can get at night. Well, things are about to get a whole lot stranger.
Yes, people, things are getting a lot stranger here tonight, because for some reason I'm by myself. People, welcome to Movie Spoilers, episode 104. I am the phenomenal one, no Lehu here, because, well, Lehu's fucking busy, and I'm actually kind of busy, too. I actually got to catch a flight in about 2 hours, but here's the deal, people. So we had a show already recorded up and everything. It was pretty fucking epic. It was awesome, like Movie Spoilers episodes always are. But we might have had some computer failure here, and we just didn't feel like doing another one. I'm not gonna say we didn't feel like doing another one. It's just that time schedule's different. I gotta catch a flight. I gotta head out of the country and shit like that. So, you know, I just thought, hey, you know what? I gotta get a show out there anyway. I'll just do one right now. Finish editing up on the plane flight or something. But people, action-packed episode as always. Gonna try to keep it short, though, because, well, I'm just too fucking busy. That's why. We got comments. I might read some of them, because I got a lot of emails as well, but I don't want to, since we've read them all already, I don't want to kind of rehash the same answer out. But comments, a little bit of box office talk, Blu-ray releases, and trailer talk with Divergent. So, I'm thinking, man, why don't we just cut the dill-daddle here and just hop right on into the comments. And my comment, first one, would be from Steve. My man Steve says, and this is from the Meets the Peabody and Sherman review, he says, this movie seems kind of safe. I liked it, but it didn't really do anything out the norm. My question is, what is a film from your childhood that was made into a live-action film that was the worst thing you ever seen? Man of Steel. Yeah, so I'll just keep that pretty fucking short. I mean, Man of Steel is pretty fucking awful. I mean, who the hell thought that was a good movie? You've got to be either deaf, blind, dumb, and retarded all at the same time, but that's just me. Let's see. Next one comes from Nick. He says, what is your most anticipated film, animated film this year then, guys? Mine would have to be, let's see, we got that Box Trolls movie coming out. Yeah, that's one of them, but then also the How to Train Your Dragon 2, which I'm actually looking forward to. I think that's one of DreamWorks' best animated films, personally. But Box Trolls is being done by that company that I love so much. That's Laika, which made Coraline and Paranorman, which Paranorman is like one of my favorite all-time animated films. Yeah, I guess I could throw that in here. It is one of my all-time favorite animated films. But Holly, she says, what's up? My least anticipated film of the year, animation is why. And I gotta say, that's Rio 2. Trailers are starting to come out for that thing, and movie, I ain't gonna lie, trailer like shit, okay? There's nothing exciting about that trailer whatsoever, but whatever, people seem to like the first one, so I guess it's just green lighting the sequel. Personally, I didn't even think the first one was that good. I thought it was just whatever. Simple animation, story was okay. Best thing about it is you got a bunch of Brazilian birds' asses shaking up and down, which is not that bad, actually. But that's just me. Let's see. Where are we at, people? Okay. Here we go. Nicole. She says, my boyfriend dragged me to this movie, and she's talking about 300 Rise of an Empire. Dragged me to this movie, and he was loving it from start to finish. But I was bored out of my mind. It was something I just didn't get. What's a film you guys thought was horrible that people absolutely admire for all the wrong reasons? Easily. X-Men. That X-Men franchise is fucking horrible. You got the X-Men franchise, the Lord of the Rings / Hobbit franchise. Those movies are pretty fucking boring. I actually don't get that. And then there's American Hustle as well, which I know is newer, but a lot of people tend to really give that movie more accolades than it deserves. But luckily for us, the Oscars this year proved them to be pieces of shit. So, next one comes here from Lincoln. He says, P1, why does fake blood bother you so much in this film? Lincoln, it ain't just this movie that bothers me. It's every fucking movie. I can't stand fake blood. That's why I do not like those Expendable movies. I think it's the most retarded thing we could ever do. In 2014, we're still using the most... And then we're glorifying it as well by putting it in slow motion and throwing that shit in the screen in 3D. It looked like a bunch of goddamn Jell-O was coming out the screen. Bill Cosby was throwing Jell-O shots at the audience or something like that. Something I cannot get over with, and I do not know why we don't go back to practical effects on that. That's just me, but whatever. People seem to like that dumbass fucking movie. Oh my God. Looking at you, Wayne. Let's see, next one. I'm going to kind of wrap these questions up, people, but Amethyst Chaos. She says, do you guys think there should be more badass action films starring actresses that look like they can go toe-to-toe with villains they face? They already have that. It's called Resident Evil. Mila Jovovich. You see all those movies. Come on, Amethyst Chaos. You got 5 of those movies. Don't you like those movies? No, I know you don't like those movies. I can't even fucking stand them, personally. They're kind of insulting, but... Yeah, of course I'd love to see that. We might be seeing that more in the Marvel Universe coming up with Hayley Atwell getting her own spinoff. If anybody don't know who that is, that's the chick from Captain America, the main love interest, if you will. And plus with the whole Black Widow movie coming out, which, by the way, people just confirm... Well, not even so much confirm. There may be a Miss Marvel movie before a Black Widow movie, which I'm actually kind of pumped for that, I must say. First bit of movie news I heard this week that was actually interesting. Let's see, next one comes from Steve. He says, there's a debate going on Google Plus about Marvel releasing a film in 2016, which is Captain America, Captain America 3. In 2016, the same day as Batman vs. Superman is coming out. If you guys could only pick one to see, which would it be? Steve, personally, I can tell you this right now. I don't give a fuck about Batman vs. Superman right now. And the reason why is because there are so many rumors going out. Whether it's Denzel's going to be Lex Luthor, Bryan Cranston, and anyone with the Jesse Eisenberg is like, wow, that was way off track. So many rumors going on that it kind of just completely threw me off the whole movie itself. I personally want to see the film. I'm going to see the film, obviously, because, well, I would see it even if I didn't have to do a review. Because Batman vs. fucking Superman, who wouldn't want to see that? But at the same time, I really don't really give a shit. So, yeah, I'm going to go with Captain America 3. Especially since I can go ahead and say, I guess now, since I saw the movie today, actually Captain America 2. Yeah, I'd rather see Captain America 3. So, that's just me, though. Last one I got here is from Andrew. Well, I know Lehu on the messed up recording party said he was up for this, but... Andrew says, now that trailer with Annie was awesome. Instead of doing trailer talk in the normal episodes, have you guys thought of making that its own podcast? Andrew, there's a lot of things I would love to do. A lot of podcasts would do, but you have to understand, my friend, we have a podcast up every fucking day almost. You got Mondays, you got the Walking Dead spoiler recap with the recap crew. You got Throwback Tuesdays on Tuesday. Wednesdays, The Darkness. Thursdays, like today, obviously, you're going to get a movie spoilers episode. Friday through Sundays is nothing but reviews of brand new movies, or maybe little specials as well. Trailer Talk was something actually you Spoiling Bastards came up with, because as everybody knows, I can't fucking stand trailers. And I don't know why people get so worked up about them. But, Lehu said he was up for it, and if Lehu's up for it, I'm up for it. I don't care, actually. I think it would be interesting to keep, like, a 20-minute podcast about talking about some trailers. So, you know, Andrew, that idea is not... I think that's probably one of the best ideas in a while, actually, someone's given me for the site. So, I'll look into it. That's pretty much all I can give you on that right now, you fucking bastard. Trying to give me more work. What the hell's wrong with you? All right, people, let's get in some Blu-rays now. Oh, wait, not Blu-rays. Fucking box office. Whatever, they got a B in it. You understand that shit. this is probably old, so, you know, this is from the previous weekend, people. Bear with me here. The number 5. Tyler Perry, The Single Moms Club, brought in $8 million over the weekend. Its total budget, It doesn't have a budget. Okay, so never mind. I don't know the budget on here, but most likely every Tyler Perry movie costs around $15, $20 million. This movie brought in almost $10 million over the week. So people keep talking about this movie's a failure. Trust me, this movie's not a fucking failure. It's probably, Tyler Perry's happy to get a fucking $1,000 for this fucking piece of shit of a movie, he said. You saw the review, people. Go back and listen to it. You understand my hatred. Number four, which was number three last week, Nonstop brought in $10 million over the weekend. I know Universal was happy about that because this movie cost $50 million. It made over $71 million over here, $63 overseas. Worldwide, $134 million fucking dollars. Well, I'll be goddamn. Liam Neeson's going to be beating people's ass on a Battleship. Never mind. Never mind then. Okay. I don't want to see that movie. Where am I? We're at the number three movie. Number three is a new entry, which I'm going to go on record and say I actually like better than Fast and Furious. And just, that's for the simple fact that it's driving. And that is Need for Speed. Brought in $17 million this week. Over here is $21 million. Overseas, $45 million. Worldwide has a total of $67 million. That's just a million over his budget because his budget was $66 million. It's hard to say what this movie will do. I think it won't make its money back over here because obviously it's going to be at like number five at the end of this weekend. But worldwide, it looks like it's doing fine. So I don't know. Maybe they might be just happy with this, I guess. Let me explain why I like this more than Fast and Furious now. It's the simple fact that they're both pretty fucking retarded on the same levels as me. But the driving is really what you come to see. And driving is handled pretty fucking perfect, if you ask me. Plus, the acting is better. And by acting, I mean just Imogen Poots and Aaron Paul. Everybody else is fucking horrible. But then again, everybody's fucking horrible in the Fast and Furious movies, except for my man Dwayne Johnson. So, that's just me, though. Getting into number two, though. Number two, dropping down from number one, which these did a flip-flop, which kind of with me and Lehu said it. I believe this is what happened because animation seems to just stick around a little bit longer than most films these days. And that is 300 Rise of an Empire, which is another goddamn cartoon compared to Fast and Furious and Need for Speed. But this brought in $13 million. Over here has a total of $83 million. Overseas, $158 fucking million. What the fuck is wrong with you people overseas? This is the movie, by the way, that Wayne and CJ went to go blow each other off of. So, budget is $110 million. This movie has $241 million worldwide. Yeah, I think it's safe to say it's going to hit the $110 million even over here. It's only $30 million away from it. Even if it drops, it'll still make in about a good $10 million or something. So it'll be fine. And I'm pretty sure Warner Brothers is fucking happy with Zack Snyder's ass. So, good lord, we're going to be seeing his ass with more DC products. Ugh, fuck. And the number one movie, obviously, which it was number two now this week. Now number one is Mr. Peabody and Sherman. $68 million over here, $85 million worldwide. It's got a total of $153 million. I don't think this movie domestically is gonna make $145 million. Worldwide, it's already made its budget back though, so I don't know how that works out. But yeah, I hope that the studio's pretty happy with this because Ty Burrell, I actually like him as an actor. He played a perfect asshole in Dawn of the Dead. So, if you can play a perfect asshole, I can get along with that. Just actually pretty fucking fine, to be honest. Because, who's a bigger asshole than the phenomenal one, of course? I'll just let that sink in your head and pause for a second. Nobody. Yeah, there you go. Okay, let's get in some Blu-ray releases here. Blu-ray releases. First one we got, we got three different kinds of pieces of shit here. Well, no. We got a piece of shit, semi piece of shit, and a fucking excellent fucking movie. And the first one is, which is the piece of shit, Walking with Dinosaurs. Now, obviously, we didn't do a review of this because I felt no need to make Lehu sit through this. And believe me, it was a piece of shit. They sent me a screener of this home. I watched this at home, tried to give it a chance. Fuck, was this movie horrible. Probably the worst dinosaur. I'd rather watch that Land Before Time bullshit ever again. All of them. All the sequels. I watch all of those movies before I watch this movie again. Next semi piece of shit, Delivery Man. Which, I like some aspects of it. Vince Vaughn finally toned it down. Chris Pratt actually did a really good job in here. I actually liked him a lot. There was a story in there with a mentally challenged kid in there. I thought I actually had some heart to it a little bit. But the movie loses kind of focus, whatever. But, you know, it's a nice rental. Well, not even a rental. If you see it on TV, then go ahead and watch it. You're not going to be angry or anything like that. But, and the one that I said is the amazing movie, Wolf of Wall Street. Finally fucking coming out. So you can hear the word fuck more than P1 says it, at least. So I'm pumped for that. Can't wait to own this goddamn movie because they did not send me a motherfucking screener for it. Goddamn Martin Scorsese. Well, people, getting to the end of the show now, but before we get out of here, let me hit you with some trailer or upcoming films as well. First, we got The Muppets. I guess I can't really speak on that movie yet because I did see the movie, but then I'm just pulling the fucking review up that we posted this Sunday. And then we got our trailer talk, which is Divergent.
100 years ago, after the war, our founders created a system they believed would create lasting peace. They divided society into 5 factions.
The only way you can survive game shit or something, is for or? Each of you to claim your rightful place.
Everyone is tested to determine who we are and where we belong.
Say goodbye to your families.
Are you nervous?
No.
I'm terrified.
I swear to God, if that dog is a fucking villain, like in Chernobyl Diaries.
Your results were inconclusive.
That's impossible.
It's not impossible. It's just extremely rare. You're able to control and conquer your fears. They call it divergent. You don't fit into a category. They can't control you. You can't trust anyone. You have to hide inside a faction to survive.
To see who you really are.
You made a mistake choosing Dauntless. They'll find out about you.
I know what you are.
You're afraid of heights.
Everyone's afraid of something. But not you. Fear doesn't shut you down, it wakes you up. That's what makes you dangerous.
Divergence threatened the system. It won't be safe until they're removed.
She's gonna kill me.
Have to be ready for anything.
The world is changing. You'll have to decide who you're loyal to. All of my life I've lived by your rules. Not anymore.
I like how they put this bitch jumping out of a train in the trailer. Like, that's supposed to be some action-packed shit. She's just regular jumping from it. I guess I can't speak much on this one because then I spoil the movie as well, too. But I will say it's pretty fucking boring in some parts. Yeah. Another young adult in a book movie, I guess, if you will, that I really don't see doing that well, obviously. And I just gave a little synopsis there as far as being boring. Yeah. I guess that's all I can say about the movie. So you guys got to just listen to the fucking review this Saturday coming up. So, people, once again, apologizing for what happened here and making this show only, 20 minutes? Wow, okay, yeah, that's pretty good. You got shit to do anyway. You got time to be listening to me. Anyway, people, thank you for listening to Movie Spoilers Episode 104. Remember, visit MovieSpoilersPodcast.com. Click on the Fandango app. Ad, goddammit, and God damn it, just show off your swollen bastard spirit by buying some movie tickets so you don't have to wait in shitty lines like the phenomenal one doesn't. Oh, by the way, one more thing before I get out of here. I want to give a special shout out to my boy Robert from the Bay. That's why I love you, swollen bastard, so much. Dude got me a Breaking Bad t-shirt. I thought it was badass, personally. I got it in my suitcase. It's ready to come with me, bro. I'm taking this to Italy with me. Hey, so once again, this has been Movie Spoilers Episode 104. Please keep sending those comments in, and I will check you bastards next week. Later, bastards.